This is the Voice of San Francisco, and I am John Rothman. I want to talk about schools today, not only here, but schools in Berkeley, because the Voice of San Francisco not only encompasses this great city, but encompasses our broader Bay Area. So let me start with the fact that the other day we talked extensively about the San Francisco Unified School District facing the risk of going broke. And experts are saying that the district must close schools, cut jobs in order to stay solvent. And of course, on top of everything else, the San Francisco Unified School District is floating a bond measure for the November 5th ballot. And they're going to ask for $850 million. And the question I have is, what voter in their right mind would vote to give the bond issue a chance here in San Francisco, given the condition of the SFUSD? And more than that, let's talk for a minute about Matt Wayne, the superintendent of schools. He's been here almost 2 years, and I have to tell you, I think Matt is a splendid fellow. He's doing his very best, but part of the problem is he is crippled in measure by the inefficiency within the staff of the SFUSD. I don't know whether he can clean house. It's a very complicated question, and whether or not we can, in fact, get the schools in order. But let me be clear. If the SFUSD can't employ new teachers, if the question of closing schools is going to become a major issue of controversy, we have a serious problem. So right now, we better assess where we are. The superintendent will have to lay out a bold plan. He will have to announce who will come and who will go. He will have to announce what schools will stay open and what schools will close. And most important of all, he will have to have a team, a campaign team, who can sell to the people of San Francisco the idea that the SFUSD and its future can be trusted to the school board and, of course, to the superintendent. Now, we have now been notified that a number of incumbent members of the school board are not going to stand for re-election. It may mean that only one of the current board members up for re-election will run. That means that who runs and who wins for the San Francisco School Board is going to be critical. These commissioners are going to have to make the toughest decisions. And we have to assess, and we will assess, and interview on the Voice of San Francisco the various candidates for the Board of Education and what their vision is. But you understand, they are impotent if the state will not permit them to act. And the way it works now is fiscal matters have been taken out of the hands of the San Francisco Board of Education. This is a serious crisis, one that needs to be addressed directly. And while the superintendent, Matt Wayne, acknowledges there's a lot of work to do, and while he believes that the district can pull it out, he's going to have to explain how and why. He's going to have a battle plan, and that is what is so important. I want to say a word about the Berkeley schools as well, because what's happening in Berkeley is indicative of not only what's happening in Berkeley, but also what's happening in too many school districts around the country. The chief of the Berkeley Unified School District has to defend the Berkeley schools from the charge of not responding quickly enough to Jew hatred. Please notice I said Jew hatred, not anti-Semitism. Please note I did not say the Middle East conflict, because the Middle East conflict is something which can be discussed in classrooms, hopefully with a lesson plan that is objective and fair. But the question of slander against Jews has become more and more a part of this critical problem. All you have to do is know that Berkeley is one of the first K-12 school districts to see a civil rights complaint filed against it. That civil rights complaint has been filed by the Louis D. Brandeis Center for Human Rights under law and the Anti-Defamation League. Why are they filing suit? Because Jewish students in Berkeley do not feel safe. Now, let me be clear why I'm lumping Berkeley and San Francisco together. We need to understand that there are teachers and students in the San Francisco Unified School District who, like those in Berkeley, do not feel safe. Now, I don't want to see another lawsuit against a school district. What's going to happen in Berkeley will happen in Berkeley. But we'd better understand that could happen right here in San Francisco. And so the question I am asking is a very simple one. How will we respond to the question of Jew hatred? Let me assure you, if this were hatred against African Americans, just talk to Amos Brown. Or if it were against Asians, just talk to those in the Asian community who have been so outspoken. There would be no question about the action that would be taken. So we deal with schools, and let's remember what schools are all about. I sent my kids to school, as my parents said, sent me to school, in order to learn, in order to be educated, in order to be able to deal with issues in today's society. I had to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, and yes, I had to learn how to get along with people, even people I did not agree with. Let me be clear. When I was at Washington High School as student body president in 1966, the disturbances took place in Hunters Point and the Bayview, and we had to deal with racial tensions in our own school. And yet we overcame those tensions because we had good intentions, because we wanted to make sure that our school, our community, worked. The same thing has to apply now. It has to apply in Berkeley, dealing with the question of Jew hatred. It has to apply in San Francisco, dealing with fiscal responsibility when it comes to educational matters. I believe in public education. I believe that public education, our public schools, are the backbone of American democracy. If those institutions, those democratic institutions, fail, if we don't convey the message to the students in Berkeley and San Francisco, and frankly throughout the country, what it means to be a community, and what it means to have differences, and what it means to confront those differences in a fair, clear fashion, we're going to be in big trouble. The chaos of the Middle East should not devolve to our own schools. So my message today on the Voice of San Francisco is we'd better get cracking. We need to have, throughout Northern California, the very best public school system. We need to make sure that our school districts are being run properly. We need to be clear that every student attending our schools must be safe. They must feel secure. You can disagree politically, but the idea of intimidation, hate, vituperation, or intolerance is absolutely unacceptable. That's what our school leadership has to address. It's not just the superintendents of Berkeley and San Francisco. It's not just the school boards of Berkeley and San Francisco. It is the faculty, the students, the administration in the districts, because the people on the ground are the ones who make the difference. The Voice of San Francisco wants to be reasonable and reflective on where we stand. The failure of our public schools, the failure to protect our students and to make sure that our fiscal house is in order, well, that's our responsibility. And we at the Voice of San Francisco are going to be vocal about it. We're going to talk about it. And we are going to be unsparing in our criticisms and in our constructive suggestions. That's what the Voice of San Francisco is all about. I am John Rothman, and you are listening to the Voice of San Francisco.